You're listening to Technology for Business Sake. Visit businesstechnologyradio.com.
All right, welcome back to Technology for Business Sake. And it's always a pleasure to have my next guest on with me because she was my first guest on Technology for Business Sake. Wow, that was a long time ago, 3.5 years. But it's always great to hear from Lori McCabe. Lori, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Brent. Thanks for having me.
Every time I talk to you, I can't help but think of the very first show. And at the time, my co-host was Michael Thomas. And at the time, we were so afraid of the microphone. I mean, I every now and again go back and listen to that first show, and I cringe because we were just bad. But you were great. We enjoyed having you.
Well, you've probably improved a lot since then, I'm sure.
I would hope so, because there was only one place to go after that, and that was up. So.
And you have, Brent. You've gone way, way up.
Well, thank you for saying that. And, you know, you are always on the cusp of what's going on with small businesses and technology, and you go to all these different events, and we run into each other. And you recently went to one, the IBM folks.
IBM and Lotus,
yes.
Right.
So tell us, first of all, now, you know, it's called Lotusphere, and there's a lot of stuff going on in there. But tell me, where does small business people, if you had to pick out anything, or if there was anything to pick out, what was it in terms of the things that would be of interest and maybe potential benefit to the small business folks?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think IBM definitely has been, you know, obviously a much bigger presence in the big companies than in small business. But I think they're getting, you know, more tuned in to small and medium business. And I think the thing that struck me was this deal they cut with Panasonic on Lotus Live, which is their software as a service for email and collaboration. And in case you hadn't heard, they just signed a really large deal with Panasonic to migrate about 300,000 users over to this. And you say, well, what does that have to do with small business? But what I think it does is it really validates that, hey, you know, email and collaboration like calendaring and webcasts and instant messaging and things like that, first of all, those are solutions that really, you know, are going to have just increasingly fast uptake as services in the cloud. And the price points on Lotus Live, you know, are pretty attractive. They're less, for some of the services, they're less than the paid Google app prices. So, you know, I think what it's going to do is kind of open a lot of people's eyes and make them think about, well, gee, what should I really be paying to run myself, and what kind of services should I be looking for a cloud vendor to provide? And in some cases, I think there might be some small and medium businesses that find Lotus Live a pretty good fit.
That's interesting because, let's face it, most companies, small businesses, when they hear IBM, they don't think about, hey, that's for us.
Right.
So are you seeing things that are beginning to change that perception?
Well, I think that in terms of changing it, they're still working at that. IBM and Lotus are still working at that. They have a long way to go. But like I said, you know, pricing for Lotus Live starts at $3 per user per month, which, you know, that the pricing is pretty good. I think they'll probably need to go beyond just a free 30-day trial, and they'll probably need to do a lot more in terms of generating marketing and awareness. But they have a good offering now that fits what a lot of small and medium businesses need at a price point that they can afford. So like I said, they've got that part right. Now the question is, can they really get the word out that, hey, you know, IBM Lotus, it's not just for big businesses. I really think that's kind of their biggest challenge. But the offering itself is pretty compelling.
So they're going to be going up against, you know, some Microsoft email.
Microsoft, you know, Google,
yeah,
et cetera.
Google. That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough for them.
It is tough because, you know, what IBM really lacks is that, you know, Google, Microsoft, et cetera, they can all come in from the consumer end into the prosumer space, right? there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there and, you know, one-man shop kind of businesses, maybe they grow. They have no exposure to IBM and Lotus anywhere. They, you know, so they're, you know, they're probably going to start on something with like Google or Zoho or Microsoft or whatever and, you know, move on up with that at least for a while. IBM can't pull anybody up that way.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a bit of a challenge, too. So I think, the bigger opportunity for IBM with Lotus Live is probably a little bit bigger business than that, you know, at least maybe 10 employees,
mm-hmm.
where they want more security and reliability and performance and things like that, and they're, you know, maybe not getting exactly that with, let's say, a Google or somebody else.
You would get more, I guess, traditional services around these products from IBM, because let's face it, you know, you don't get a lot of service and support
right.
from Google. So are you seeing that maybe as a differentiator?
Yeah, I think that's a differentiator, along with some of the security and reliability aspects that, you know, they're pulling in. And, you know, they've got other things in there, like for encryption and areas that, depending on the business, maybe you need that. Maybe you need some of these extra steps. And so I think you're going to be more likely to get them from this kind of product because it's really developed right from the get-go with a business need in mind as opposed to consumer need.
So is IBM and Lotus, are they ready to try to market to
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the missing link here. You know, I think they're ready to market to medium business. I don't really think they're ready to market to small business. I think they are trying to figure out how to do that. But like I said, they just don't have that experience in the space. And they definitely don't have any experience really for a long time in the consumer space. And that's going to be their biggest challenge. But I think one of the things they absolutely have to do, I think right now they've got a 30-day free trial for Lotus Live, but what they absolutely are going to have to do is give away a certain number of seats. I don't know whether it's going to be 3 or 5 or whatever, but they're going to have to give that away kind of in perpetuity, to really make this thing viral in the true small business market.
So that you or I,
maybe we have a business with 10 people, we can try it and we don't have to feel like, oh my God, if I start using it and I really like it and I only have 3 users or something like that, I'm going to have to start paying for it. I don't want to have to start paying for it until my business grows, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, first fruit.
And even then, we don't want to pay for it.
Right, even then, we don't want to pay for it, no. Because, we want to really see a lot of small businesses these days. What do we want to see? We want to see the business value before we pay any money for it.
Yep.
And, you know, for a lot of vendors, for a 30-day trial for one user just doesn't cut it. But one of the things I really do like about the solution that is nice, though, for the small business is the whole guest account thing, I think, works really well. So, and I know some people use that with the Google services, but I think it works really nicely in here. So you wouldn't have to pay, like, if you're working on projects and you have cut clients and things like that, they can come right into that collaboration environment and work with you without you or them or anybody having to buy a license for them. But like I said, though, I think over time, if they really want to be able to penetrate in small business, you kind of have to give us something for nothing for free forever now.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see the big guys competing with the little guys for the little guys' attention. And
Right. And look at the deal that Microsoft and Intuit just inked, right?
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of the big guys are going to have to team up. it's pretty fascinating to see how this is all playing out. But I think it's all for the betterment of us little small business folks who we're going to reap the benefits of some really good, not only good products, but also great services around those products that we may not have ever had before.
Right. I mean, you know, it's kind of amazing, you know, for instance, what you can do right now, totally free forever, like on Zoho, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just one example. So, yeah, I mean, the web has really changed everything in the software world, just like it has in so many other areas. And I think the business models are changing, and for the big guys, I don't care whether it's IBM or Microsoft or whoever, Intuit, everybody's trying to figure out, well, how do I scramble and compete with these newbies?
These newbies have unleashed the beast, and
yeah.
It's really fascinating to see how the big guys respond. And like I said, I think it's a win-win for the little guy if we're looking out and being ready to take advantage of all these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is a lot out there. You know, you have to be a little careful because you don't, I mean, I personally, I don't want to become dependent on a free service that, you know, may not be around, right?
Right, yep.
So I think that's the downside of it all. But a lot of these services where you can do quite a bit for free, the whole business model is really based on them only converting maybe 5 to 10% of their customers into paying customers.
Yeah.
You know, if they do that, they can break even and make a profit.
I talked to the folks at Zobni last week, and that's, when you think about it, they've had over 4 million downloads of the free product.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
You know, that sort of greases the skids for, like you said, just a small percentage of them. If they go to the next step up, Zobni Plus,
right.
I think, they can, you know, make some good headway with that as long as, you know, they're a nimble small business and they don't have a lot of overhead. Companies that figure that kind of freemium model out, maybe there is something they can do with that.
Right, and we probably don't have to worry about Google going out of business anytime soon because they've got a huge, you know, ad thing to subsidize all this. But, yeah, I just think, you know, maybe some of the lesser-known ones out there, you know, you want to be a little careful. You don't want to, you know, maybe put all your books on, I don't know, you know, startup.com that it's just Joe in his garage. But, you know, I guess all I'm saying is that a lot of them, though, their business models are they're pretty tight if they can do that 5 to 10% conversion and they've got a good solution. You know, some of them will make it.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see. So a year from now, will this Lotus Live move, do you think this will actually have a pretty significant impact on the small business way of life, or is it something that maybe we won't even be thinking about next year?
Yeah. Well, I think that is a great question, and it really depends on what energy IBM decides to put into this. You know, I mean, on the one hand, if they can keep signing deals for 300,000 seats, they yeah. Might not really put that much energy into this side of the equation. On the other hand, you know, they're another big company that certainly has the, you know, the financing to go ahead and do more than one thing.
Yeah.
So if they can, if they have the will and they have the motivation, they have the resources to really market and do what they need to do in this small business market, yes, it will have an impact. But I don't know if they're really ready to do that or not. So I think in the next 6 months or so, maybe we'll see if they're going to put their weight behind small business and go after it or not, and that'll make the difference. Because I think if they don't, no, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah,
there's too many other companies really, really pushing.
Hungry for that space. And
right, because they're not going to be cutting those 300,000 seat deals
no.
with Panasonic. So, right.
They're totally focused on the little guy. And it's always interesting to me to see, you know, like the Salesforce.coms. And, you know, as they get bigger and bigger deals and move further and further into the large enterprise space, what does that mean for the focus on small business?
Yeah. Right, and it's really hard when you've got, you know, you know, kind of marquee clients with lots of seats, and they're screaming at you to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah, and then you got little Joe over, you know, with the barbershop saying, hey, what about me? And you're like, hey.
Right. And the other thing that can happen is, you know, this whole overload of features where, you know, something may start and it's kind of straightforward and easy to use, but, you know, it becomes bloated, or they become, like I think in the Salesforce case, you know, so many versions of it. Like,
wow.
How do you even figure out anymore, you know, which one and what you get with each one? And, you know,
it's interesting. It really is. Yeah, you got the Contact Edition, the Group Edition, the Professional Edition, the Enterprise Edition, the Ultimate Edition.
Ultimate. So I think in a way, you know, and I think in two, it's a great example. Sometimes the best thing to do is stay focused. But, you know, we'll see. It's going to be interesting to see if IBM can do this, because I think they want to. And question will be, will they pay for it, and will they do it right?
Well, that's going to be interesting, and it's always interesting listening to Laurie McCabe. And Laurie, tell folks where they can find out what you're up to and read about your research and all that great stuff. Where can they find you on the web?
They can find me on my blog, which is lauriemccabe.wordpress.com. They can find me at Twitter, which my handle is Laurie McCabe. And they can find me on LinkedIn. And once again, I'm in there under Laurie McCabe.
Very consistent.
So I'm pretty consistent, yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks again for coming by. And like I said, it's always like a reunion, because I can always remember when I was afraid of the mic. Every time I hear your name, that's what consciously.
Well, you're not afraid of it anymore. I like you. And it's always great to talk to you, Brent.
And we'll probably run into each other sooner rather than later at some event. Maybe a Ramon Ray's event.
Yeah, I'm planning to go to that one.
All right. Well, once again, it's been a pleasure talking to Laurie McCabe. And once again, I have to take a break and pay those bills. You're listening to Technology for Business Sake. See you on the other side.
Technology for Business Sake. We'll be right back.